It's Sunday the 6th of November. It's day 6 of Napod Pomo. And it is cold. If it wasn't for the fact that there's loads of wires wrapped around the heater, I would have the heater on. But it isn't. It is absolutely freezing this morning. Probably there's no cloud cover from what I can see from here, which might explain why it is so cold. But anyway, hello, welcome. Hope you're all well. Hope you enjoyed your firework night. I looked outside the window this morning and saw no evidence of any fireworks anywhere on the ground. And yet yesterday morning, Saturday morning, i.e. from Friday night, when I looked out, there was like 4 rocket cartridges in our garden. But it doesn't appear to be any of that this morning, which is quite surprising. But I hope you had a good one. Hope you had a safe one. I wanted to just touch very briefly on what I classify as my podcast listening habits. There'll be a reason for why I'm mentioning this in a second when I tell you about the podcast I'm going to be promoting today. Excuse me. Most of my podcasts I listen to on my commute to and from work. So my preference is lots of short podcasts. If I have podcasts that are, I don't know, between 10 and 15 minutes long, I tend to listen to those first above those that are an hour or more. Now, it's not that I don't like these other podcasts, it's just that it fits my commute better. So, So if you were to look at my phone now and look at what podcasts I've got on there, you'll probably find that the older podcasts are all an hour, hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours long. But the newer ones, which are probably just from this weekend, are all 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes long. Now, the reason I mention this is because today's podcast promotion is The Archers from the BBC. That was a dramatic pause in music, wasn't it? The Archers from the BBC. Now, I first started listening to The Archers at the very, very tail end of last year. In fact, it wasn't. It was the beginning of this year when they had the big storyline of Nigel Partridge falling off the roof of the barn. And the reason I started listening to it, because it intrigued me, because it was the first time I'd actually heard of The Archers entering the mainstream news and trending on Twitter with the whole shock and bridge to the core tagline. Because apparently it was their biggest and most shocking storyline in many, many years. Now you have to bear in mind that The Archers is the world's longest running drama serial. Okay? The world. Now, I'd heard of it, everybody had heard of it, but you had images of 1960s families huddled around the radio at breakfast time listening to Radio 4. So I've got this image in my head now. as I'm getting older, I think I'm starting to fit into the target demographic of the Archers show. But yeah, I listened to it and I thought, you know what, this is actually quite compelling. And I subscribed to the omnibus edition of The Archers, which is about, I don't know, an hour and a quarter long and comes out on a Sunday, I think. And I started listening to that for quite some time and then I had to drop it. And the reason I dropped it is because, as I mentioned earlier, I struggle with the longer podcasts. And then, I can't remember what it was. I think we were watching television and there were some soaps on. I think it might have been EastEnders and Coronation Street. We haven't watched EastEnders for ages and suddenly it was on telly for no apparent reason. On our telly, that is. And Caroline every so often watches Coronation Street. And I'm thinking to myself, why do we even watch these? These are utterly dire. You know, not... another good pause. Not like The Archers. I thought, oh, I think I'll go back to listen to The Archers, but this time I'll go with The Daily Show, which is only about 12 or 13 minutes long. So I did, so I'm back in it at the moment. And, you know, take away anything you've been told, you know, have an open mind about this. It is a very, very good show. The acting might seem wooden, the dialogue might seem wooden, but, you know, what can you expect from an audio-only soap opera? There's no visuals. You have to define your own visuals. And that, for me, is what makes this so special, because as I've listened to it over time, I've built up visuals around it in my head so that when certain people are speaking, I can picture what I think they look like and what environment they're in while they're doing what they do. So, yeah, it's really good. And what they've done, what the BBC have now done, is they've released something called Ambridge Extra, which concentrates more on the silent characters, the characters that you don't normally hear in The Archers, but they do get spoken about a lot. Like, for example, Clive Horribin, one of the characters, has been released from prison after having burnt a house down. I can't remember when, it was quite some time ago. And he's been mentioned a lot in The Archers, but we hadn't met him yet. Ambridge Extra did quite a bit of concentrating on his story and actually featured him as a character, as a voice actor. Now, he's now in The Archers, but not that regularly. Another storyline in the in Ambridge Extra follows two young people called Daniel and Erin, who are both in either school or college, can't remember which. There's a little bit of a romance building up there. Now, you hear them mentioned, or you hear Dan mentioned, every so often in The Archers, but he's never actually appeared as a character. So Ambridge Extra kind of fills those gaps in. And it's like when Clive Horribin's mum, Ivy, has just died. And again, you hardly ever heard her in The Archers, but she featured quite heavily in Ambridge Extra. So it's a nice little cover, fill-in, if you like, for some of the backstories. And it's one thing that that Ambridge Extra does do. They do these little internal monologues. And they feature that quite heavily, actually, where, trying to think of an example, oh yeah, with the Dan and Erin situation, Dan really likes Erin. Erin, we're not sure about how much she likes Dan because she's not letting anything on. But whenever Dan has a conversation with Erin, not only do you hear what he's saying, but you also hear his internal monologue, what he's saying in his head. So you can hear what he's thinking, which is really very clever, actually. You couldn't do that so much in a television-based soap opera, but it works well as in an audio one. So anyway, there you go. I've done my piece. The Archers and Ambridge Extra. You can find more information about both of those by going to bbc.co.uk/archers. Now, today's track, I've been talking for quite some time, haven't I? Today's track is a demo by Nick Tan, and the track is called Going Around My Head. Now, I'm pretty sure, unless I've completely lost the plot on this one, this is the same track that we heard him perform live in Podcrawl last summer. He brought a guitar along to Podcrawl, and hang on. Just trying to find out if it is the same track. Yeah, he brought a guitar along to Podcrawl and just out of the blue just started singing. And one of the tracks that he played, yeah, it was the same track. One of the tracks he played was this one called Going Around My Head. And a few weeks ago, in fact, he released it as a studio recorded demo. And it's a really nice piece of music. I wish you'd stop doing that. Every time I say something and pause, the music stops. Weird. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now. You can find out more about Nick Tan by going to nicktan.co.uk and Interestingly enough, my bedding music is about to stop around about now. That just goes to show how much I've been talking. That's a 10-minute track, and I've been waffling for 10 minutes. So anyway, here we go. This is Nick Tan, Going Around My Head demo, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Take care.
When I look back to when we met, there's not one thing that I regret. It seems back then that all my dreams came true. And who'd have thought that as time passed, the things between us two would last and carry on, just getting strong. I'm talking from the bottom of my heart. I see your face on a special place. It's going around my head. Across the street, when you're not there, I'm incomplete. I never thought I could ever feel like this. We're all those cliches that you've heard, like turtle, dove, or mockingbird. It sounds so lame, but I'll say it just the same, 'cause I'm talking from the bottom of my heart. I hear your voice, I have no choice. It's going around my head. Going around my head. Going around, around, around. Going around, around. It's going around my head. Going around my head. Going around, around, around. Going around, around. Going around my. Going around, 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 around. Going around, 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 around. Going around my head. So here we have our great romance. It's scary that we met by chance. Another day, another point of view. And as we look up at the stars, we talk and talk for hours and hours. I truly don't want anybody else. And I'm talking from the bottom and the bottom of my heart. I'll hold you close, love you the most. You're going around my head.